I'm glad to be here, and I am looking forward to take part in the opening of the conference together with Wolfgang Ischinger and Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen. And I expect that our focus at the conference will be on the crisis in Ukraine. The situation is very serious, it's critical, and it's urgent. And therefore, I fully support the renewed attempts by Chancellor Merkel and President Hollande to find a political solution. And the crisis in Ukraine illustrates how much the security environment has changed. We see threats in the east, we see threats and challenges to the south, and NATO has to adapt. And that's exactly what we did at our defense ministerial meeting yesterday, where we made important decisions on enhancing our collective defense, and also to expand our cooperation with neighbors, partners, both to the east and to the south. So we are meeting at this conference at a very critical point, at the time where we see the security environment is changing, and I'm looking forward to take part in the discussions.
Secretary General, to you.
Sorry?
About the Middle East crisis and ISIS?
The Middle East, the violence, the turmoil we see both in Iraq, Syria, and in North Africa is part of the changed security environment we are witnessing around NATO. And that's the reason why we have to adapt. And that's the reason why we have to make our forces more deployable, more ready, more flexible, and that's exactly what we are doing in NATO now.
Secretary General, on Ukraine, do you think that the threat of the US delivering weapons to the Ukrainians could encourage Mr. Putin to really engage in a serious dialogue now, or are you skeptical of that?
My main focus now is to support the efforts, the renewed initiative taken by Chancellor Merkel and President Hollande to find a political solution to this conflict. It is critical, it is urgent, and therefore I fully support those efforts. NATO supports the sovereignty and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. And we provide strong political support for Ukraine, we provide strong practical support for Ukraine. And we do that because we think it's extremely important to do whatever we can to make sure that we can have a rule-based order in Europe also in the future.
Sorry? Could military pressure help to achieve a political solution in Ukraine? It doesn't there have to be military pressure. There can be a political way out.
So what NATO is doing is actually three things. We provide strong political support for Ukraine. We are providing strong practical support for Ukraine. We are helping them reforming and modernizing their own armed forces. But in addition, we are enhancing, increasing our own military capabilities and capacities. And we made important decisions related to that yesterday at our defense ministerial meeting. And a strong NATO is key for a stable Europe. And we have increased the size of our readiness forces. And we have established a high readiness force, a spirit force, which is able to deploy within a few days.
How do you comment on the French-German initiative for peace?
I strongly support the initiative taken by Chancellor Merkel and President Hollande. The situation in Ukraine is critical and it's urgent, and therefore we all have to give as strong support as possible for the renewed initiative. And I believe that the main focus at this conference will be the situation in Ukraine. And the critical situation in Ukraine just illustrates how much the security environment has changed and is changing around NATO. and NATO has to adapt. We have to adapt when it comes to our forces. We are making them more ready, more deployable, but also in the way we are working with our neighbors, our partners, both to the east and to the south. And therefore, I'm looking forward to take part in this conference. I'm looking forward to take part in the opening together with Wolfgang Ischinger and together with Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen. Sorry. What we know is that the separatists have moved well beyond the original contact line, and that they have also received a substantial increased supplies of weapons during the recent weeks. And this has enabled them to launch new attacks, and we have seen increased fighting along actually the whole of the original contact line. And that just underscores how serious and critical the situation in Ukraine is. It underlines how important it is to support the efforts and initiative taken to reach a political solution of the conflict. And that's the reason also why I so strongly support the initiative taken by Chancellor Merkel and President Hollande, because we need a political solution to the critical situation in Ukraine. So, if you can put this down, then we all will. NATO has decided to suspend all practical cooperation with Russia, but we have at the same time decided to maintain channels for political dialogue open. And I will meet many political leaders at this conference. I will have several bilateral meetings with Vice President Biden, with President Poroshenko, and also with Foreign Minister Lavrov. And I will there explain NATO's position, why we are adapting our forces to a changed security environment and the crisis in Ukraine, which is caused by the aggressive actions of Russia. I will also reiterate our position that Russia has to comply to international law and its international obligations. And I will underline the importance of reaching a political solution, a peaceful solution to the crisis in Ukraine.
Thank you very much, colleagues. This is all we have time for.